ستة وعشرون.
26.
الدرس السادس والعشرون.
Lesson 26.
بشير. يا فضيلة الشيخ.
Eminent Sheikh.
نريد أن نشتري هذا المعجم الذي معك.
We want to buy this dictionary which is with you.
ولكننا لا نجده في المكتبات.
But we don't find it in the bookstores.
المدرس.
The teacher.
تجدونه في المكتبة الكبيرة التي أمام المسجد.
You will find it in the large bookstore, which is in front of the mosque.
تجدون فيها معاجم عربية وأجنبية.
You will find there Arabic and foreign dictionaries.
ومصاحف من بلاد مختلفة.
Copies of the Quran from different countries.
وصحفا من أنحاء العالم.
And magazines from all parts of the world.
يدخل أحمد.
Ahmed enters.
Ahmed. يا فضيلة الشيخ.
Eminent Sheikh.
أنا لا أجد محفظتي.
I can't find my wallet.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أفيها نقود كثيرة؟
Is there a lot of money in it?
أحمد. نعم.
Yes.
فيها 300 ريال.
There is 300 reals in it.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أين وضعتها؟
Where did you put it?
أحمد. وضعتها على المكتب هنا.
I put it on the desk here.
وخرجت لأشرب الماء.
And went out to drink water.
المدرس.
The teacher.
لما وضعتها على المكتب؟
Why did you put it on the desk?
هذا خطأ كبير.
This is a big mistake.
يجب أن تضعها في جيبك.
You should put it in your pocket.
أوجد أحد محفظته يا إخوان؟
Did anyone find his wallet, brothers?
خالد. لا.
No.
لم نجدها يا شيخ.
We didn't find it, Sheikh.
عمر. ها هي ذي يا أستاذ.
Here it is, sir.
إنها تحت كرسيه.
It's under his chair.
المدرس.
The teacher.
خذها وضعها في جيبك.
Take it and put it in your pocket.
يقوم يحيى ويسير نحو المدرس.
يحيى stands and walks towards the teacher.
المدرس.
The teacher.
قف يا وليد.
Stop, young boy.
أين تريد أن تذهب؟
Where do you want to go?
يحيى. يا فضيلة الشيخ.
Eminent Sheikh.
أرجو أن تسمح لي بالذهاب.
I request for you to allow me to go.
لأن أبي يأتي اليوم إلى المدينة المنورة.
Because my father is coming today to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara.
المدرس.
The teacher.
متى يصل هنا؟
When does he arrive here?
يحيى. تصل الطائرة من جدة في الساعة الواحدة.
The plane arrives from Jeddah at 1 o'clock.
المدرس.
The teacher.
متى وصل أبوك إلى جدة؟
When did your father arrive at Jeddah?
يحيى وصل البارحة.
He arrived yesterday.
المدرس
The teacher
اذهب بسرعة.
Go quickly.
بقي نصف ساعة أو أقل.
There's half an hour or less remaining.
اسمع.
Listen.
أرجو أن تأتي بأبيك إلى بيتي.
I request for you to come with your father to my house.
يحيى إن شاء الله سآتيك به غدا.
If Allah wills, I will come to you with him tomorrow.
بعد صلاة العصر.
After the Asr, meaning the afternoon prayer.
تمارين
Exercises
1
هذه أمثلة للفعل المعتل الفاء
Learn the examples of the مضارع of the
معتل الفاء
or مثال verbs
2
تأمل المثال ثم اكتب مضارع الأفعال الآتية.
Learn the example, then write the مضارع of the following verbs. 3.
تأمل المثال ثم صغ الأمر من الأفعال الآتية.
Learn the example, then derive the أمر from the following verbs. 4.
اقرأ ما يلي.
Read the following.
5.
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية للاسم المصغر.
Learn the diminutive.
6.
صغر الأسماء الآتية.
Write the diminutive of the following nouns.
7.
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لي اسم التفضيل.
Learn the comparative of the following adjectives.
8.
اقرأ ما يلي.
Read the following.
9.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
10.
تأمل المثال ثم كون جملا مثله مستعملا فيها يجب على مستعينا بالكلمات الواردة بين القوسين.
Learn the example and then form sentences using
يجب على
with the help of the words given between brackets.
11.
الذهاب مصدر ذهب يذهب.
Learn the following pattern of the مصدر.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
أجنبي.
Stranger.
محفظة.
Purse. Or wallet.
نقد.
Money. Or cash. The plural is
نقود. خطأ.
Mistake. The plural is
أخطاء. إياب.
Return.
الذهاب.
Going.
قرص.
Tablet. The plural is
أقراص. تذكرة.
Ticket. The plural is
تذاكر. كيلو غرام.
Kilogram. The plural is
كيلو غرامات أنثى
Female. The plural is
إناث ذكر
Male. The plural is
ذكور بانتظام
Regularly.
وجب يجب
To be necessary.
عرج يعرج
To ascend.
بلع يبلع
To swallow. Review. Lesson 26. In this lesson, we learned the following. 1. We have learned that most Arabic verbs have only three letters, which are called radicals. The first radical is called
ف.
The second radical is called ع. And the third is called
ل.
These names are taken from the verb
فعل,
which has been taken as an example for all the verbs. If one of the three radicals is واو or يا, the verb is called
المعتل,
meaning weak. If the first radical is واو or يا, the verb is called
المعتل الفائي,
meaning weak of fa. It is also called
المثال.
If the second radical is واو or يا, the verb is called
المعتل العين,
meaning weak of عين. It is also called
الأجوف.
If the third radical is واو or يا, the verb is called
المعتل اللام,
meaning weak of lamb. It is also called
الناقص.
If two radicals are weak, the verb is called
اللفيف.
In this lesson, we learn the مثال verbs. We have examples only of verbs having واو as the first radical. For example,
وقف,
he stopped.
وزن,
he weighed.
وضع,
he placed. There is an abnormality in the مضارع of the مثال verbs. The first radical,
واو,
is lost in the مضارع. For example,
وزن
becomes
يزن,
which is originally
يوزن,
like
يجلس,
and after the omission of the واو, it becomes
يزن.
In the same way,
وقف
becomes
يقف,
for
يوقف. وجد
becomes
يجد,
for
يوجد. وضع
becomes
يضع,
for
يوضع.
It is a fetha-fetha group. The amr from
تزن
is
زن,
meaning way. No hamzatul wasl is needed at the beginning, as the verb does not commence with a second letter. The amr of
تضع
is
ضع,
place. 2.
وليد
is the diminutive of
ولد.
The diminutive form is used to indicate smaller size or for endearment. It has the pattern of
فعيل.
For example,
زهر
flower becomes
زهير. نهر
river becomes
نهير. عبد
slave becomes
عبيد. حسن
حسن becomes
حسين.
3.
ها هو ذا.
Here it is. This expression is used when a person or thing you have been looking for suddenly appears. The feminine form is
ها هي ذي.
Here I am is
ها أنا ذا.
4.
يجب
is the مضارع of
وجب.
So
يجب
literally means it is necessary or it should be. For example,
يجب علينا أن نفهم القرآن.
We should understand the Quran. Hear the phrase
أن نفهم
is the fa'il of
يجب.
Here are some more examples.
يجب عليك أن ترجع غدا.
You must return tomorrow.
يجب علي أن أذهب إلى الرياض اليوم.
I must go to Riyadh today. The negative particle is used with the second verb. For example,
يجب عليه ألا يخرج من الفصل.
He should not leave the class. But
لا يجب
means need not. For example,
لا يجب علينا أن نحضر هذا الدرس.
We need not attend this lesson. 5. We have learnt one of the patterns of the masdar. It is
فعول
like
ركوع سجود خروج نزول.
Now we learn two more patterns. One is
فعال
like
ذهاب
going from
ذهب
and
نجاح
success from
نجح.
The word
إياب
means return. It is from
آب يأوب
from the Fathah Dhamma group, meaning to return. It is on the pattern of
فعال.
Another example of this pattern is
نكاح
meaning marriage from
نكح ينكح
from the Fathah Kesra group, meaning to marry. 6.
أقل
is comparative of
قليل
meaning little. It is originally
أقلل
like
أكبر أجمل
etc. But as the second and the third radicals are identical, the third radical has been assimilated to the second. Vocabulary.
أجنبي
stranger
محفظة
purse or wallet
نقد
money or cash
خطأ
mistake
إياب
Return
ذهاب
Going
تذكرة
Ticket
تذكرة الطائرة ذهابا وإيابا
Return air ticket
كيلو غرام
Kilogram
أنثى
Female
ذكر
Male
بانتظام
Regularly
بلع يبلع
To swallow
عرج يعرج
To ascend
وجب يجب
To be necessary
وجد يجد
To find
وصل يصل
To arrive
وزن يزن
To weigh
وعد يعيد
To promise
وقف يقف
To stop or to stand
ولج يلد
To enter
وضع يضع
To place
وهب يهب
To grant
يشاء
He wills
شديد
Severe
حبيب
Dear